Big Jim's house.
So yesterday, well, actually, it would have been Tuesday night going into Wednesday.
Yes.
You were sleep talking again at home with your lovely fiance Heidi.
Yeah. This time I was a crime fighter.
You thought you were a ninja when you came in yesterday morning. You were telling us that you had had a dream that you were a ninja and you were punching the air and stuff.
Well, yeah, that's what I first thought is I was a ninja because I was watching a TV show that they're doing ninja stuff in.
Yes.
But then I was told I kept telling her I was a crime fighter.
We actually called Heidi. Yeah, you had a conversation. Well, you've had conversations with Heidi that you don't remember.
Oh, full conversations. And she'll bring it up in the morning and or things that we need to do the next day. And I have no idea of them.
If you say something while you're sleep talking, does it count?
Can't. Everybody, oh, it's your subconscious thinking when you're dreaming that's real and you really want to do it. No, it doesn't. It can't count. You're sleeping.
I don't know. Angie, yes or no? What do you, it counts? It counts.
Oh, Angie don't says side it with Heidi.
248-398-9279. I know it's early. I don't know, dude. I kind of, it's in your brain. You've been thinking about it.
Yeah, but, I mean, because Heidi tries to tell me it's the same thing as when you're drunk. When you're drunk, you say stuff that's just really your conscious wanting to say it when you're sober. I'm like, no.
Hold on. I grabbed Angie. 248-398-9279. I know it's early. It's raining. If you got time to call, that's great. So you, what do you think? If you say something while you're sleep talking, does it count?
Yeah, I think it's your subconscious coming out.
Ah!
You're your subconscious.
For sure.
Great argument. Nice crossfire with Ryan Logan. You're a subconscious, dude. Okay, so you think that's what you think?
Yep.
All right.
So sure. I really want to be a crime fighter.
Apparently. Okay.
I think so.
We'll grab Bob. There she goes. You can grab the phone there. Thank you, Ange.
The only problem is now she's calling. I got home yesterday. She goes, hey, my little crime fighter.
Like, oh, good.
Oh, come on.
Hey, man, you said it. I don't know. It's a risky thing. Are you concerned about saying something inappropriate?
Yeah, I'm so scared of just saying something stupid or somebody else's name. There's a lot of people that jump in and out of my dreams. You know what I mean?
Well, if it's a celebrity, it's one thing. If it's an old flame, then you got a problem.
Yeah, but what if we're fighting off a dragon together? She just happens to be there, and she's got to help me fight off this dragon to save Heidi.
Is that what you call it, fighting the dragon?
Yeah, that was a bad example.
Is that
thing?
Yeah. 248-398-9279. I don't know, dude. Hold on. Let's go to Lake Orion. Bob! So,
yes.
Ryan sleep talks. If he says something that's inappropriate in his sleep, does it count?
Oh, yeah. I told my ex-wife it was cold. She had to get out of bed. I wanted to put my Harley in bed with me. And I heard for 2 years about that.
Okay. Okay. Hey. Got to be careful. Bob, you have a safe morning out there, buddy. We appreciate you listening.
You too. Thank you.
All right. There he goes. So you better watch your P's and Q's there, buddy.
I'm going to start just saying Heidi, Heidi, Heidi every time before I go to sleep, before I fall asleep.
That's what I do.
So that's the name. Yeah.
That's creepy. I'm sorry. I wasn't aware.
Big Jim's house.
Hey, Ryan.
Hello.
That's Ryan Logan. Angie's working the phones. 248-398-9279. Is this going to work? Oh, it is. Okay. So we found this website. The keyword is...
Window.
Window. It's called Window Swap. So maybe you're looking at your window this morning, you're like, I don't like the way it looks outside when it's raining. Hold on, I'm turning the music down. Do you know where this window is? We're in Turkey right now.
Ooh,
so
Turkey.
Literally, people set up webcams, and you can look out their window.
So I still shot the person's adjusting it right now.
Right, so you're thinking this is silly, right? It's not, because you're going to wind up spending 10 minutes. Keyword window. Let me see what's next. Oh, honk the horn there. Where are we going?
Where are we?
Oh, we're in Germany. You're just looking out somebody's window in Germany, in Wertheim, Germany.
You need to do their plants up a little
bit.
You
do some edging there, German. Yeah, a little German guy. Keyword window. We'll send the link right to you. I'm telling you.
You're going
to
lose a day of work.
You're not doing anything in the office today. Oh, where are we now? Oh, we're in Italy. Very nice.
Oh, that looks gorgeous.
That's what I'm saying. And there's a ton of them on here. And you say in Australia, you watch like a sunset in Australia. That's Brazil.
Sun's coming up or going down.
This is a webcam. Again, it's called Window Swap. We have it at 248-398-9279. The keyword is
window.
Yeah. Switch one more.
Oh, they're playing a little tunes.
Where are we? We're in Twickenham.
My favorite place.
Twickenham in the UK.
I don't know.
Again, there's hundreds of these. You can just go looking out windows throughout the world. Which would be creepy, but because it's 2020, nobody cares, right? What are they listening to?
Higher Love Remix. I know this one.
You do?
Whitney Houston, this is a Higher Love Remix. It's a good tune.
Hold on, hold on. So whoever it is, it's like, what, noon in London and UK in Twickenham, and they're bumping that.
Okay. Yeah, getting going, baby.
So weird. Again, be warned, don't text us if you don't have an hour.
Keyword window,
at least an hour.
Big Jim's house.
If you didn't see it, we just played Billy Joel. Billy Joel found a piano curbside in Long Island when he was out riding motorcycles with his buddies and started playing it. It's a great video if you love Billy Joel, or if you don't, it's just cool. Keyword Billy. Okay. Here's the question. The NBA has got their players in a bubble, right? We've seen this. They're in a bubble.
Yes.
They can't go anywhere. So we thought, what if we put a bubble over your house, your apartment, wherever you live, and you can only be there with two other people and one thing? So you got to pick an actor, a musician, and a game. Could be a board game, could be Papa Shot, could be a video game, whatever it is. Whatever you want. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. You're going to spend a month together in the bubble, just like the NBA players, but you're going to spend it with one celebrity living, one musician, one game. 248-398-9279. I'll start off with mine. Hold on.
Okay.
Mine would be Jack Nicholson, Joe Walsh. You thought I said Seeger.
You switched it.
I would love to just hang out with Joe Walsh for a month. Hey, man, what are we doing? What's for breakfast, man?
What's this whole bubble thing, man?
And then the game would be Monopoly because I want to hear Jack Nicholson going, "You took my damn boardwalk, man."
Dude, you're never going to be able to finish it. He's going to flip it up every time and walk out of the room.
I will roll the dice on that. See what I did there? Anyway, 248-398-9279. We know it's raining and it's early if you got time. One actor, one musician, or actress. One actor, one musician, one game. Board, video game, whatever. 248-398-9279. We had some people post on Facebook. We got one?
Yeah, we got one from Karen. She goes, Bruce Willis, Ringo Starr, and Super Mario 3.
That's pretty cool.
That's a good one.
That's pretty cool. All right, so that's the idea. 248-398-9279. One actor, one musician, one game for a month. You're in the bubble.
Big Jim's house.
NBA players are in a bubble. We know that down in Orlando. What if you were put in a bubble for 1 month with one actor, one musician, and one game? Board, electronic, whatever you want. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. Our studio number, you can call or text some of the text messages.
We got Tim who said J-Lo, Jennifer Aniston, and then Twister as his game.
Stop it. Stop it.
Another one. Kevin James, Sting, and Bocce Ball. Get a little yard games going.
That'd be fun. Kevin kind of lights it up. Sting doing the music. Play some Bocce Ball.
Yeah, that's it wouldn't be bad.
That's not bad. How many other Naked Twister ones have we had so far?
Yeah, there's a lot of Jennifer Aniston and Naked Twisters out there.
Stop it. Okay, 248-398-9279. What's yours?
I got Jack Black as my actor.
Okay.
Stay Loose. It'd be fun. Halsey as my musician.
Because you're stalking her, basically.
Yeah, and I don't think she'd be into Jack Black, so I'd raise my chances.
God.
And then I'm bringing cards. I can bring a deck of cards.
Sure, that counts.
Because you can play drinking games, regular games.
It's a game.
Yep.
It's a game. You can give cards count. 248-398, that's a good list. Mine was Jack Nicholson, Joe Walsh, and Monopoly.
It's going to get heated in that house, though.
I don't think so. They'll yell, Joe will calm them down. See, it's good. It's like, you know, half and half there. They kind of mellow each other out. Diana Chesterfield, okay, what you got there?
I would like to see Johnny Depp and Keith Richards.
And what game do you play with those guys for a month?
Probably beer pong.
there we go.
That could be the best one. God, would you understand what they were saying, or you don't care if you play enough beer pong?
No, it would be like watching twin toddlers. Couldn't understand the thing.
You're fantastic. Thank you, Diane.
You're welcome. Bye.
Have a good morning, as she goes. Let's go to Waterford. Patrick, all right, you're in a bubble. What? Like the NBA players,
I'm in the bubble.
You got one actor, one musician, and one game. What do you got?
I'm going to go with Tom Hanks,
yep,
Ozzy Osbourne, and the Risk board game.
Oh, wow. There you go.
So
I think we can team up and beat Ozzy, and then I might be able to slip by Tom. I don't know.
So you're more interested in kicking their ass in the board game than getting to know them over the month, right?
Well, not really.
Patrick, you're awesome, brother. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye.
One more. Heather in Garden City. Hi, Heather.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so you're in the bubble. You've got one actor, one musician, and one board game for a month. What are you playing?
Playing Monopoly.
Okay.
I'm bringing Tom Hanks and Eric Church.
Ooh, the country guy with the shades. I see you working there.
Tom Hanks is going to be a busy man.
Yeah.
He's getting picked a lot.
So who are you going to hang out with more, Tom Hanks or Eric Church?
Probably Eric Church.
Yeah, I kind of figured the answer to that one. Heather, you're awesome. Have a great day. We appreciate you listening.
Thanks.
She goes.
Bye-bye.
248-398-9279. We could have a leader. Okay, go ahead. It's 586, right?
The text message? 586.
All right.
Tommy Lee, Jason Momoa, and then Truth or Dare. That's a good one.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say a woman sent that text message in.
I'm just guessing ballparking here. With those two? Yeah.
Truth, would you have relations with me? Dare, would you have relations with me?
Yeah.
Is that kind of the one?
Dare. I dare you to, then.
I dare you to do that. I dare you to.
Big Jim's house.
You're going to be in a bubble for a month. NBA players are in a bubble. You're going to be in a bubble for a month with one actor or actress, one musician, and one game. Board, electronic, whatever it is. You decide. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. Text messages coming in as well.
Yeah, we had Ron who said Sam Elliott, Peter Townsend, and Donkey Kong.
Pete Townsend's cool, man.
That'd be a good one. Sam Elliott would be good.
Pete Townsend telling whose stories and singing with you and stuff. That'd be cool. Donkey Kong?
Sam Elliott, did you just ask him to keep talking or describe everything in the house?
I'm going to sit down and play that Donkey Kong game.
I just talk about Lebowski all the time, and he'd probably kick me out of the bubble after a month. 248-398. Karen on Facebook said Hugh Jackman, Paul Rogers, and Clue. That's a good one.
That's a real good one.
That's a good one. Nobody said Seeger yet. Kind of surprised by that.
Yeah, you would think somebody would say him.
I would want Bruce Springsteen and Ted Nugent in the same house for a month just to see what would happen.
Have to keep them on their sides of the house.
It wouldn't happen, yeah. No. The house would crumble. All right. Beth, what do you got?
I'm going with Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Garth Brooks. And Scrabble.
Okay.
Well, that would be... So, McConaughey's just spelling out all right in Texas over and over in Scrabble.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey. You'd win. That's fantastic. You know what? Garth Brooks would be cool to hang out with. Come on. I mean, it's Garth Brooks.
He totally would. He's fun. He's got great music. Matthew McConaughey, I think, is funny. He's positive. And it would be great.
All right. Look at you, Beth. You got some thoughts on this. You have a great day. How's the weather? Where are you driving?
I'm driving to Marysville, and it's rainy, but it's my Friday. So I'm heading north tomorrow, and I'm thinking positive.
There you go. That's all you can do. You're awesome. We appreciate you listening in the morning, too.
Okay. Stay safe.
Rich in Dearborn, you're the man. What do you got?
I have Alice Cooper, Bruce Willis, and we're going to play Quarter Bumps.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. That's pretty straightforward. Bruce, yeah. God, Bruce, that would be fun. And Bruce is a musician, so he can play with Alice. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Nice. Good job, Rich.
All right. You guys have a good one.
You too, bud. Stay dry. Later.
Bye.
All right. So which member of GNR would you hang out with? Slash or Axl?
The drum kit.
What? You can't pick the drummer.
Axl. I think Axl would be cool nowadays.
No, Slash all day. What are you, crazy? Come on, man.
Big Jim's house.
So, we were talking about this in the office. NBA's got their players in a bubble. What if you were put in a bubble for a month and you have to be in there with one actor, one musician, and one game? Board, electronic, whatever you want. 248-398-9279. Now, when you call, you talk to Angie. Angie, I brought her in the studio for a second. Hi, Angie.
Hi, Jim.
Okay, so your celebrity would be
Elmo.
No,
That counts, right?
It does not count.
He
Elmo's
is a celebrity.
Puppet. So you're going to have a guy walking around with a puppet?
That's what I'm saying, right?
Okay.
In
no.
my mind, Elmo's real. Just like my squirrel.
Moving forward.
Moving on.
Okay. The musician?
Deacon Fry.
She's got a serious crush on Deacon Fry. You know, Glenn Fry's son, if you watched the Eagles thing on ESPN a couple weeks ago, he was rocking a Tigers travel jersey, as a matter of fact. Deacon Fry, really?
He's adorable.
He's adorbs. And then what game are you going to play?
Cards Against Humanity.
Nice. All right. 248-398-9279. Does Elmo count?
I'm
not telling her. We're not telling her.
Unless you get some Sesame Street dust to throw over the house, and then it turns everything to life.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Ange. All right, 248-398-9279, our studio number. One celebrity, or one actor, one musician, and one game to play. You going to change yours, or are you sticking with it?
No, I'm sticking with mine. I
Which
like
is?
My picks. Jack Black, Halsey, and Cards. Deck of Cards. You can play a bunch of different games.
We had a couple good ones coming here. What was the one? Oh, Kid Rock, Snoop Dogg, and Beer Pong. That would be fun for a month.
Oh, yeah.
A month? You would need another month to recover after that month.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, that's a tough one to get through.
What was the other one? The one with Johnny Depp. What was that one?
Johnny Depp, Nicolas Cage, and then strip poker. It would take so long. Johnny Depp, you could never beat him. He's got to take off one wristband, then the other wristband, then a necklace, and then
point.
He finally gets to a shirt.
No, it would take you a month to beat him at strip poker. You're right. Even if he loses every hand. Patrick in Lake Orion, what you got, man? Who's on your list?
Yeah, okay, so I think I would like to play Clue with Alice Cooper while Morgan Freeman narrates.
Colonel Mustard.
I think that's a pretty good one right there. You know, me and Alice getting into it real deep and just Morgan's calm voice narrating over everything, you know.
Colonel Mustard never knew what was like in the lavatory with the wrench. Lavatory? I just made up a room. Okay. Wow. A lavatory. I've been hanging out with Snoop Dogg, apparently, in my house. All right. Patrick, you're awesome, brother. Have a good day. Stay safe out there.
You too. You guys stay safe, too. Love you guys.
Let's go to Rachel and Wayne. Okay. One actor, one musician, and one board game in a bubble for a month. What is it?
Gerard Butler, Joe Satriani, and Guitar Hero.
Well played. Well played. That's fantastic. Rachel, you have
Thank
a great
you.
Day. We appreciate you listening, too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Big Jim's house.
Let's Big Jim, Ryan, Logan, and Angie this morning, and we will get to Battle of Burbs. We'll get players in about 8 minutes. All right? Just time out, okay? You got to get a score update, too, because it's getting really interesting. We'll get into that, but we're getting so many great... You guys, even in the rain and all that's going on, you're on it this morning. In honor of the NBA putting their players in a bubble, we're going to put you in a bubble for 1 month with one actor, one musician, and one game. Board, electronic, whatever you want. 248-398-9279. Any other text suggestions coming in?
Yeah, we got one that's Adam Sandler, Steve Perry, and Candyland.
Candyland?
Candyland. I like the picks, maybe not the game, though. I like the two people.
Unless you get Steve Perry to sing it. Right?
How about, real quick, hey, Chuck, you still got to text us in a game. He just wants Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson.
Yeah, we've
he
seen.
He didn't put in a game.
We've seen how that ends.
Very strange game.
Yeah, no. For a month? Okay.
Televised, too, I guess.
Everything I can say is dirty, so I'm not going to. We're just done here. Scott and Port Huron. All right, what's on your list?
I'm going to pick Joe Pesci, Kid Rock, and we're going to play Pictionary. I don't know how it turned out, but it sure be fun.
You find my picture amusing? You think it's funny? Funny? I drew a freaking airplane for you. Is that what it is?
Well, that's going to be it.
Oh, man. My God. Oh, that's fantastic. Scott, you're awesome, brother. Have a good day.
You too, bro.
Janice, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Manchester. How are you?
Wait a minute. Where's Manchester?
About 30 minutes southwest of Ann Arbor.
Okay. All right. Manchester, Michigan. That's a new one. That's fantastic. Yeah. All right. So who's on your bubble list?
Patrick actually stole mine, but I got a second one.
Okay.
My second one would be Bob De Niro.
Right.
Steven Tyler in Grand Theft Auto.
Ah, there you go.
Just, well, yeah.
All right. You guys have a great day.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, Janice, appreciate you listening to Manchester. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
There she goes. 248-398-9279. Burbs on the way. De Niro for a month. Did you leave the toilet seat up? Love bet. You left the toilet seat up? Love bet. Love bet. Get that.
Give me scary stares all the time.
Yeah, that would be it, yeah. What do you want for dinner? You want spaghetti? No more spaghetti.
And okay, show your face when you're sleeping.
Yeah, that's it. You took my pillow. Love bet.
Big Jim's house.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to meet the players who are about to do battle in the Battle of the Burbs. So let's knock on the door of Big Jim's house and see who's going to win.
East River.
Here's your host, Big Jim O'Brien. And the trainer is Mike Avenel.
You're the man. That's Ken Calvert, ladies and gentlemen, the voice of Battle of the Burbs. Let's play. Big game. West Side is up by...
They're up by one right now.
Over Downriver and East Side.
Yep, on both.
Oh, wow.
Close one.
All right, so who's going to win?
West Side.
Downriver.
All right, if you're on a speakerphone, you got to be super loud, okay? Norm, you're representing East Side. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Doug, Downriver. You ready, bud?
Yep.
All right, and Ed, West Side. You're going to yell out West. You got it, Ed?
Yeah.
And remember, game show loud. You guys got to be loud because someone's on a car phone right now with a speaker, so we got to make sure. All right. You get one guess per question. Do not answer until Ryan calls on you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, somebody switched out. Nice. All right, question number one. On this day in 1966, Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, and Ginger Baker formed what supergroup? That's also good with...
East Side!
Norm, what's the answer?
Cream.
Cream. Yeah. Also good with coffee. I think that was the end of the question there. Question number two. East Side could tie it up if they win today. Soak it down river. Okay. Today is National Fresh Spinach Day. What famous cartoon sailor loved his spinach?
East Side.
Holy crap. Norm for the win.
Popeye.
Popeye. Doug and Ed, you guys ran into a buzzsaw, man, but we will play again tomorrow. Friday's play a little bit later, like what?
8:50.
All right. Doug and Ed, you have a great day, guys. All right, there they go. And Norm, you've done it. East Side has tied up Battle of the Burbs. Congratulations.
All right, East Side.
And you get $25 from buddies. Okay, give us one more time. One more East Side.
East Side.
Big Jim's house.
We've been working on this for a while. A long time. In various forms, we've talked about this idea of a classic rock road trip in the office for months. That fair?
Yes.
Okay, everything from... Well, it's originally... I mean, we've talked about going to Winslow, Arizona. Trying all sorts of stuff. So we're sitting in the office one day, and Roll Me Away comes on CSX, and you hear this clip.
12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
We all know that line, yeah. Yeah, you know?
Met a girl, we had a few drinks, and I was told what I decided to do.
Okay. So, started surfing, looking on the web, and we were in there calling people, and we were trying to find the bar. Where is this bar 12 hours out of Mackinac City?
Right.
Here's what we know. When he came in here on Bob's on Ken's last day, KC's last day, he said he was pretty sure the bar was in Minnesota. In fact, he knows it was.
Right.
Because he froze his ass off one day, and then the next day he went up in South Dakota. So we think, and we're pretty sure, we found the bar. North Star, right?
The North Star Bar, yes.
In Rochester, Minnesota. So we started calling some people and said, wouldn't it be cool if we went there? Now, if I go the Chicago route, and you guys are going to help me because I've been to Chicago, but I've never done all the way around. It's almost 10 hours. What was it? 9 hours, 44 minutes, I think.
No, to be honest with you, I'm not even making this up. It was 9 hours and 47 minutes.
Well played. Well played.
It really was. Well 100% played. True.
General manager is saying, good job, Ryan. Okay. Next Thursday morning, 6 a.m., I'm going to get in a Chevy truck, like a rock.
Yep.
And I'm going to leave here at the radio station. And we're going to make it there, and I'm going to have a brew in the bar that Bob Seger stopped in for Roll Me Away. Take a little break, turn around, and get back here by the end of the show on Friday. If we do that, Chevrolet and Bob Seger have agreed to give $50,000 to Gleaners Food Bank for our first classic rock road trip. All right? We're not making this up.
A lot of pressure there, Big Jim.
They're bringing the truck by today. So we're going to get in a Chevy truck. This is next Thursday morning, week from today, 6 a.m. I got a co-pilot. We'll be driving all on my own. We're going to drive to this bar where Bob Seger stopped in the song Roll Me Away, have a beverage, take a break, I guess, for a little bit, and then turn around and make it back here. And if we can do it by the end of the show on Friday, $50,000 for the Gleaners Food Bank.
It's awesome.
On behalf of Chevrolet and, of course, Bob Seger himself.
Best part, too, is everybody's going to be able to follow along with you. So you'll be doing the show from the road, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll be back here. We'll be bugging you. We'll do the show in the Chevy truck. My question about Chicago. You've been there a lot more than I have.
Right.
One friend told me just to blow through the tolls. Just pay for it later.
I mean,
do I need to get like a little card thing or something, or can I in a week?
I
got
to
move.
You know,
man.
You won't be able to order like the iPass and stuff like that to be able to get through Indiana, Chicago, and that.
Right.
But you can do that. I've done that before.
What?
Just blowing through the tolls. We were in somebody else's car. But
we can do that?
You can go online and pay them after. So,
all right, 248-398-9279.
Or just don't go back to Chicago and you don't have to pay them at all.
Is blowing through the tolls a horrible idea on the way to this bar? I'm nervous now. 248-398-WCSX. Seriously, though, man, next Thursday morning, on the road, we're going to get there, stop at North Star Bar, where Bob stopped for a beer so many years ago for Roll Me Away. Make it back here by the end of the show on Friday, $50,000 for Gleaners Food Bank.
And text the keyword trip. You can check out all the details and how it's going to break down, and that's where you can also follow.
We have details?
Yeah, there's some details there.
What is just picture of Burt Reynolds from Cannonball Run? I don't know that I want to run the tolls. What happens if the cops come chasing after you? Will they chase after you for tolls?
Then it makes it way better radio and a better story.
Yeah. I don't think they'll give me the money if I'm in jail.
Big Jim's house. Big Jim's house.
Big Jim, Ryan Logan here. Angie. I just saw Meg bopping around the hallway. We'll have to get her on her bubble picks. We'll get to those a little bit. So our first classic rock road trip is a doozy. We are really sure we have found the bar that Bob Seger stopped at in the song Roll Me Away. Remember this bar?
12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Okay. We know that, right? Okay.
Met a girl, we had a few drinks, and I told her what I decided to do.
Okay, so we started doing research, and we were looking around, and we found the bar. It's a North Star Bar.
Yes, the North Star Bar, Rochester, Minnesota.
Okay. Now, what we're going to do is next Thursday morning, and it's here right now. They're delivering. It's got a red Silverado Chevy truck.
Ooh.
Looks like a big red rock. Like a rock. See what we're doing there? Bob Seger. Next Thursday morning, 6 a.m., come in here, do sports. I'm going to get in the truck, and I'm going to go there to Minnesota. And take a Chevy truck and drive to Minnesota to that bar, the North Star Bar, and have a beer, just like Bob.
Yeah. Play the song out.
And then come back. And if I make it back here by the end of the show on Friday, Bob Seger and Chevrolet will give $50,000 to Gleaners Food Bank.
No pressure.
All right?
No pressure whatsoever.
Here's my concern. We looked it up. The quickest route is to go the Chicago route. It's 9 hours and 47 minutes, right?
Yes.
Okay. Of course it is. Tolls. Do I pay them? Do I run them? You were saying run them. Just go.
Yeah, I've done that before.
I don't want to lose time. That's why I'm like, you know, we gotta get there and get back.
I think you're all right. Just pay it online. Or, like I said, just never go back to Chicago after this trip. And
yeah,
you'll
that'll
be fine.
Work. Yeah. Oh, we got a FedEx driver here. Devo, what you got, man? What are we doing?
Hey, man. Hey, even if you wanted to pay those tolls, you can't because the booths are closed. So you gotta pay them online.
Oh, so we're covered. Man, oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
God, yep, coronavirus is just the best. Whatever, yeah. Okay.
right now it is.
Well, you drive all day. What are the foods I've got to avoid so I don't get tired?
The foods so you don't get tired?
Yeah, I don't like. Wow. I know carbs, right?
Brother, listen, I've been driving for almost 40 years, and I can eat just about anything and stay awake. So
okay.
You might be asking the wrong person.
I'm thinking about bringing some Buddy's Pizza and chili. That'll work well in the truck, right?
That's, as long as you're by yourself, hell yeah.
Now, I got my friend Roger Murdoch. He's my co-pilot. All right.
Listen, sometimes there's casualties in war, right?
It's for a better... It's a great cause for Gleaners, man. All right.
That's right.
Devo, you're awesome, brother. Have a good day.
All right, brother. You guys have a great one, too. Have a safe trip, and we'll see you guys when you get back.
There he goes. Okay. Text messages coming in as well.
Yeah, we got Larry said, you better pay the tolls because each one you go through, they will tack on $20 fine, and you'll have to. And if you do not pay it, then they can also suspend your license. Been there, done that. $1.75 turned into $2,000.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but hey, yeah, take the risk, right? It's a road trip. You gotta get going.
I'm gonna steal Dave Hunter's license plate and put it on the back of the truck. He's got the money.
Yeah, and it's a different country too, right? You're good.
Oh God, we're gonna catch hell for that. All right, hold on, one call. Bill and Novi. Bill.
Hi.
Hi.
Suggestion. Why don't you put a shout out and borrow somebody's Easy Pass and just put it in your vehicle and drive right through.
So that's what you were talking about.
A lot of people. I'm sorry.
So we just borrow one from somebody. We can do that.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good idea.
That's a good option. Yeah.
Make a shout out for that, and you wouldn't have to pay anything then. And if they're not driving, they're not using it, but they're paying for it. So
smart, Bill Novi. You're awesome, buddy. Have a great day. Appreciate you listening too.
Yeah, no problem. You guys rock.
Thanks, man. There he goes. There's Bill and Novi. All right. So we've announced it. We've committed to it. Next Thursday morning, leave here at 6 a.m. Going to get to this bar, the North Star Bar in Rochester, Minnesota, where Seeger stopped for Roll Me Away. Stop, have a beer, non-alcoholic, of course. Turn around and make it back here by the end of the show on Friday, and Bob Seeger and Chevrolet will give $50,000 to Gleaners Food Bank. Good Lord willing, and the crick don't rise. And just got to make it through. Now I'm afraid all the Chicago is going to turn into like the Blues Brothers and we get chased by cops all through Chicago.
Straight of them.
Yeah, like Ryan's advice. Just run them all.
Yeah, do it.
No, I'm not doing that.
You'll
Are you crazy?
Fine.
You'll be fine. Are you trying to get me in trouble?
No.
Yes. A little bit? It'll make for good radio. I got pulled over eight.
Big Jim's house.
So did you hear us talking about our bubble this morning?
I did. There were some interesting choices.
Some good ones. So the idea is, the NBA has their bubble where the players are, so we want to have a bubble. If you had to be in a bubble for 1 month with one actor or actress, one musician, and then also you could have one game, board game, deck of cards, video game, whatever you want. You got your three?
I do.
Okay.
All right, so celebrity, Bruce Willis.
We know that. You have a giant Bruce Willis poster.
Yeah, of course.
She texted me yesterday because it's the anniversary of Die Hard, which, by the way, thumbs up.
Yeah, that okay. was... It was officially Die Hard Day yesterday. For anyone who missed it, you can still celebrate today, though.
Okay.
Continue. For the musician, I did add a teeny little S at the end of this, and there's a reason why. I chose the White Stripes. And for the game, I choose Euchre, because I love Euchre so much. We moved away to Georgia for 4 years. Like, nobody knew what Euchre was.
Nobody talked.
Right.
Killed me. Nobody knew. You can't just teach somebody that in 5 minutes.
What are the odds Jack White knows how to play Euchre?
He knows.
They're from Detroit.
He knows.
Yeah, they're
knows.
From Detroit. I mean, come on. Okay. And her name is Meg, the drummer, you know?
Right.
So, come on. It's the perfect thing. And I could play Euchre every day for 30 days. No problem.
I'm still, whoever texted in, was that 586? Yeah, the Kid Rock, Snoop Dogg, and Beer Pong for a
Ooh.
Month.
Yeah.
Right?
That sounds like a party.
Wherever you are.
Kudos.
Well played.
Kudos, yes.
248-398-9279. Still, though, if you have a suggestion or who you'd spend in the bubble with, you going to change yours? You sticking with Halsey?
Yeah.
Who else?
Halsey's my girl, man. She's there no matter what.
Halsey,
Jack Black, and then Cards. But I figured Jack Black and Halsey can do some Tenacious D songs. It'd be awesome.
See, you guys are putting thought in us this morning.
I like it.
Since we're doing Triple Shot Thursday, do you hang out with Nick or Keith for the month?
Keith.
You could bring in Charlie the drummer, but he wouldn't say anything. He would just stare at you the whole time. Charlie? What? Charlie? What? Ryan, there's Angie, there's Meg. Hi, Meg.
Hello.
All right. Meg's filling in for Donnie today, sitting with us during the 9 o'clock hour as well. I'm looking at our window here. No, that's not our window here. We're in Malaysia.
Where is that? That's pretty sweet.
Malaysia.
Ooh, bring me a cocktail.
That guy's got a nice spot out there.
So there's a website that we have a link to. The keyword is...
Window.
Yeah, 248-398-9279. You are warned. If you go there, you're going to spend 5 to 10 hours. Not hours.
5 to 10 minutes. What
it's
going to
suck you in. People have set up webcams for windows. Let me click it, Meg. Let me see. So we go from Malaysia. What's next? And it just literally takes you to another window. Oh, Palermo, Spain.
Yeah.
Ooh,
get a better shot,
Spain.
Guy.
Nice.
If you're listening, dude from Spain, get a better shot.
It's just his sliding glass door, and it looks like his condo.
Yeah,
this is literally
bad
what it is.
Angle.
The whole idea is if you get sick of the view out of your own window, where are we now?
I don't know. There's pterodactyls flying around out that window. Did you
India.
See that?
We're in India. It will take you, and I don't know how many are on here, Meg. There's like, we keep cycling through it, and it will just show you out the window. It's called window swap.
I love it because it's raining today. Not that I don't mind a little rain, but, you know, if you could look at these awesome sites, why not?
Mexico? Oh, nice. Mexico City? Kind of nice look there. So if you could look through one window today, that's not creepy. I apologize.
If you could look
Tyler
through
Bertuzzi's.
One window.
Okay, Tyler Bertuzzi's window. Around the world, where would it be? My wife immediately said Paris. We lost the guy. What's going on there? What about you?
Ireland. It's on my bucket list, and I would love to stare at the green rolling hills all day long.
That'd be a good one.
So it would be like a window looking out onto the hills in Ireland?
Be awesome.
That's a good one.
Oh.
There's Argentina. He's got a car. What are you driving, a Ford there? No, it's a Toyota.
What about anyway. You, Ryan? What would you pick?
I'm going like Vegas or some wild place.
Ooh,
so I can get some entertainment. Watch a couple fights happen. People throwing up on the sidewalk.
Nice.
It's not drunk window swap.
Well, I mean, not drunk, but just like, you know, maybe like a risky area somewhere where you can see some fights.
A risky
But what
area.
Happens? If you witness a crime on this, what happens? Can you call the window shopping people or window swapping people and be like, hey, guys.
You would just bring out your inner superhero,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Crime fighter.
There you go.
He would solve the crime. His first in Toronto. That's a boring one. 248-398-9279. Texas, the keyword is...
window.
Portugal. Oh, Portugal looks nice.
Oh,
what's going
cool.
on there? Hold on. Couple cars on the road. Looks like a little construction site over here. There you go. Someone calling him? Hold on.
The trolley? What is that?
What the hell is that?
Ice cream truck?
This is live, and we're in Portugal right now.
You're going to see a guy with a robe come in front of the camera
Stop
here
it,
in a second.
No. Is this like PG-13 voyeurism? Is this all this is? Is this really what
Whoa,
this is?
What was that?
It's just a blind.
That's an octopus in this guy's house.
Oh, boy. Ryan.
No more coffee for you.
He's into those edibles again. We really got to hide those better around here.
He's staying with you after 10, Meg. I'm not letting him out of the studio
I don't
for
know
a
about
while.
That.
Nope, you got Meg's got an accomplice.
Big Jim's house.
Meg has a really interesting connection to Kiss and one of the most unique, iconic moments in rock history ever. And we've talked to him before, and we didn't. You have a connection. We'll get into it tomorrow morning.
All right.
We want to. But I wanted to bring this up. This movie, Fletch. I swear there was a period where, like, TNT and TBS, it was on all the time.
Yes.
Constantly, right? I don't even know what movies are in high rotation now. Armageddon was there for a while. Your boy Bruce Willis.
I own it, so you know, I can watch
right.
it anytime I want.
Yeah, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
You still watch it.
Oh,
Shawshank
totally.
Redemption's always on, right?
That one.
Always.
The Ocean's movies have been on a lot lately.
Yeah. So Fletch was there, and Chevy Chase, great movie. Did Ryan Logan, our resident young guy, have you ever seen Fletch?
No. Nope.
Gotta add it to your list, man.
Meg, you ain't got enough time to get the list of movies he has not seen.
I've heard you guys talking about a few, and I think we gotta get you up to speed, Ryan.
So they're rebooting it with John Hamm. Well, you meet Scrunchy Face.
He's some kind of these funny. Reboots. I don't know. Chevy
he's
Chase. How do you follow up Chevy Chase? How?
Just be a jerk to everybody in the room. Apparently, all we hear about him. We were talking about this. We were talking about this yesterday in the studio. That, like, instead of remaking great movies, why don't you take a bad movie with a great premise and do it right? Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah. Get it right the second time.
Like Ghost Rider with Nicolas Cage. Love Ghost Rider. Should be a better Marvel movie. That movie was a whip.
That would be an awesome movie to remake.
That you could redo it. But yeah, so Fletch with John Hamm.
We'll have to wait and see on that one.
Maybe it'll
give the original some more, you know, exposure. And for folks like Ryan that haven't seen it, they'll run out and watch it.
You going to watch Fletch now?
No. You guys Fail. Have to start watching my movies.
I watched your ski movie. You can't say
you
that.
You didn't watch the whole thing, though.
I did watch the whole thing.
The ski movie?
What's the name of it again?
Out Cold.
Yeah, with it's got Zach Galifianakis in it, and
that's just one of them, though.
Is he the guy from High School Musical?
What?
No,
that's Zac
Efron. God, if Zach Galifianakis was in High School Musical, that'd have been a creepy.
What kind of movies are you watching, Ryan?
Yeah. Okay, well, give me another one to watch.
Grind. It's a skateboarding movie.
Oh, you mean not the one on Showtime after 11?
No, because you've seen like The Past and stuff, right? The Past? Never seen The Past?
John Leguizamo?
Yeah.
I've avoided that movie like it
Are
is
Are you kidding me? That's one of the best classics. See?
Do you know how many people listening right now are going, okay, he's willing to die on a hill over John Leguizamo and Pest.
Yeah.
I need to watch that movie?
Yeah, not the other main character. He's kind of a bad guy now, but the principal from Ferris Bueller's.
Oh, yeah, we don't talk about him. Yeah, no. We
don't. I don't know about taking advice from Ryan. You know, he's talking to you about the trip you're doing, the Seeger trip, and he's encouraging you to just run all the tolls,
and
you're hiding your face. So I want to know, how many states are you banned from now? You told Jim, just don't go back to Chicago, and you won't have to worry about it. So how many states are you banned from, Ryan?
I just drove a different person's car when we did it, so we're fine.
Loan Ryan your car.
Yeah,
no.
Can't park in East Lansing. Got parking tickets still out there, so.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Passed by John Leguizamo.
Oh, that's a great. The opening is when he's singing in the shower. It's one of the best opens to... Come on, man. And what's his name? Something Spears is in it for Mad TV.
Barry Spears.
Yeah.
How the hell do I know that? Meg.
I think you've watched it.
That's sad. Maybe I did. All right. If I watch Pest, you're watching Fletch.
Okay. That's fine.
You got a movie for me to watch, Meg?
I'm guessing you've seen all the classics, you know, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, yeah, kind of stuff.
Okay. My favorite 80s movie, Some Kind of Wonderful.
I don't know what that is.
Check it out. It's a John Hughes film, so you can't go wrong with John Hughes.
The blonde hair, bob haircut?
Yes, the drummer, the chick, and the boy, the guy's the mechanic.
I think you just name a movie from the 80s and John Hughes is it, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with a John Hughes film. You can't.
As you can tell, we're done. Yeah, I'm going to go watch The Pest now and then look out windows. We're just stalkers. Okay, you guys be well. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Meg is coming in next. More Triple Shots. Kid, bye. Always look on the
rock. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.